What's up, my favorite people? It's Dustin Pate here. I'm back with episode number 43 of The Morning Walk with Dustin. Me and Zaxie are just beginning our walk today. I'm in a little bit more of a hurry than I usually am today, so sorry if I feel like I'm rushing you today. But we actually have to take my wife's dad and his girlfriend or fiance, whatever the hell you want to call her. I guess still girlfriend right now. We have to take them to Atlanta so they can catch their flight. They're going to Colorado. It's a pretty cool situation, actually, because the reason they're going to Colorado is because his father, which would be my wife's granddad, is married to a Puerto Rican lady that actually works for the FBI in Puerto Rico. And they lived in Colorado for all of this time now. And, you know, all of their kids are grown and everything. And, you know, she's just ready to go back home. You know, she works there anyways. And that's where all of her family is. And so, dude, they're fucking buying some land in Puerto Rico. And they're moving down there. So, Scooter, that's what we call my wife's father. He's going out there and they're going to be picking whatever they want out of you know, the property that they have now in Colorado. And then whatever else is going to be garage sold. And, you know, I guess they're going to be, I don't think they're selling the house. Pretty sure they're keeping the property for now because property's so expensive in Colorado. They're just going to wait on it to rise for a while. You know, over the next 5 or 10 years, who knows what that piece of land is going to be worth. They have a pretty decent property and a pretty nice size house out there, so. You know, that's just a pretty cool situation. I wanted to, you know, give you guys the scoop on that. So, we got a fucking very busy morning. We actually have to take Riker to the doctor as well this morning. So, that's even more we got to do. And try to think of everything we got to do. Honestly, I know I got to be back by 9:30. So, that didn't give me too long to do the podcast because that's when we're leaving. And I haven't even had a shower yet this morning. I've already acquired like fucking 30, 40 followers on Instagram. One of my buddies just came by. I had to, you know, loan him a little bit of money. One of his rotors is messed up, you know, so he needed that. He does, you know, he does his own business and stuff. So he's going to be actually able to pay me back sometime this week with a little interest. So that's nice. That's looking up. 6K Organics, man. Like I was just talking about, the Instagram page is doing very well. Should be at 1,000 followers, you know, this week. So, you know, anybody that can, that has the opportunity or has an Instagram or cares to, could I say that? You know, at 6K Organics, go follow us on Instagram, please. And get you a bottle, man. Support us in any way possible. That would be great. I would really appreciate you for that. We're going to be on Amazon here very quickly. We're trying to go Amazon Prime like within the next week at least. And yeah, we got things looking good. Yesterday, I spent like 4 hours filling eBay orders for all my clients. I didn't think it was going to ever take me that long, but a lot of orders came, and man, I got a multiple store, so I had work to do. I could have sat around and bitched and worried, and because I mean, honestly, I wanted to build 6K. I'm getting it off the ground. I enjoy the hustle. That's my thing. You know what I mean? But I also have responsibilities, you know, as a father, in business and other businesses, you know what I'm saying? So I also have to handle those, you know, handle that. And so I've been kind of being pulled back and forth, which is fun for me. You know what I mean? I love it. I live in drama. You know what I'm saying? I have to be moving like this or I don't really feel good. So today when we get moving, we'll probably hang out in Atlanta today, you know. Who knows? Maybe push a little bit of 6K in Atlanta while we're out there. Take a few bottles out there with me. See if we can get some people, using the product. and, you know, make a business trip out of it and actually get 50% of it wrote off, you know, probably eat some good food. That's what my wife was saying last night. She's looking into eating some food. she loves eating out, man. And I can't blame her. Hell, who don't? Food's great. But especially in Atlanta, there's a lot of good food in Atlanta, stuff that we don't, you know, get very often here. But so, like, today, if you'd like, man, you can just kind of roll off of me, man, because I got so much going on, bro. Like, it's fucking incredible. Like, if you could just imagine, like, all of your day happening in the first couple of hours of you waking up, that's pretty much like my life. Oh, you're using the bathroom, Jax? I'm sorry. Go ahead. See, I'm even rushing the dog. But, yeah, I'm really just trying to get back for my wife. You know, she gets really frustrated when things aren't, like, on exact time. So I have to, like, keep that in consideration. That's another one of my, you know, something I have to deal with every day. Like, I have to, she's my responsibility, you know. I try to keep her happy. She wants to leave at 9:30. She likes being on schedule. That's going to give us perfect time to get Riker to the doctor, you know, and to get her father and to, you know, get towards Atlanta. And shit, the whole way to Atlanta, I'm just going to be working. I'm going to be on the phone, you know, fuck, doing whatever I can do, trying to, you know, grow our reach. Like I said, this year, the goal is definitely to double our reach online, and we're fucking getting so close to that. I got banned off TikTok for, like, I don't know how long. Come on. But, like, yeah, they blocked me for a 6K organics video I posted. I guess it's something to do with their terms of services when it comes to, like, CBD oils or, like, marijuana or something. I guess that's kind of, like, considered the same thing to them because there's a lot of young users. I get it. So that might not be the way to do that. I'll just have to speak about it and not actually show the product, you know what I mean? So, yeah, you just have to, you know, read the terms and conditions when it comes to these social media things and make sure you're doing it the right way. That's all. You know, like, TikTok, it's new to me. You guys all know I just started it, like, you know, very recently, like within the last week or so. So I didn't know that. Never even honestly looked into the terms or none of that, and I should have. But that's just, you know, it's a learning progress, bro. Let's have fun. Let's just keep learning, keep growing. And, you know, sooner or later, it's just going to all pay off, bro. It's already showing for me, you know what I mean? But I'm ready for it to show for you guys. Like, one of my buddies was telling me, he was like, hell, you need brakes yourself. You know, yeah, I was loaning him money to get him a rotor. And I was just like, you know, sometimes I put my shit off for others, you know? That's just who I am. I don't know why I'm like that. I've always been like that. I just care about people, man. And I don't understand, like, I used to be so frustrated because I felt like nobody cared about me or some shit. And when I finally got over that, bro, and just lit up and realized that maybe just nobody, you know, I met yet had cared about me, or maybe they did and they just didn't know how to show it, or, you know, once I just stopped playing victim and I just started going, you know, life got pretty busy. Like today, you know, fuck, I got shit going on now, man. I got plenty, surrounded by people that love me, and I'm just blessed, bro. I'm happy, you know. Fuck, I got my dog walking with me. The dog does get on my nerves sometimes. He's super hyper, especially like before we do the walk in the morning. He's so ready to go. He jumps all around and stuff, and it gets a little aggravating sometimes, but it's our dog, man, you know? He's a good doggy. And fuck, like I said, he's been a test of my patience, but everybody needs a test of patience, you know what I mean? To remind you sometimes to, like, slow down, appreciate shit. And this dog's definitely done that for me. So get you something that helps you slow down and appreciate shit, even in a busy morning like this, you know what I'm saying? I still had to get out and get my walk in. I still had to, you know, get my blood flowing for myself, and then I still had to get my dog, you know, had to fucking get a walk in before he has to be in the pen, you know, until we get back from taking this Atlanta trip. So it's going to be like, you know, a good few hours. He needs to stretch, you know what I'm saying? It would be fucked up to not let him get some kind of a walk in, you know what I'm saying? And let's just, you know, stick to our priorities right now and crush everything that's on our to-do list, man, instead of fucking letting shit get by us because we're worried about, like, not being able to do it in an amount of time or whatever because we sit around and not do shit or we, you know, whatever the fuck, whatever it is. I know that I could have done a million things this morning other than getting everything done, but I got everything done. That's my whole point of telling you guys all this shit. You know, I'm actually approaching the house now, so shit, I've already got the podcast in. You know, Jack's got his walk. I'm going to get back, take me a quick 5 or 10 minute shower. Boom, throw on some clothes, and we're going to be out of here, man. You know? So, you guys can catch me on Instagram, you know, for the next couple of hours. Probably go live in Atlanta somewhere, maybe on Facebook or something. And just make sure you guys, you know, follow me on all social media. Instagram's at 6K Organics. Facebook is Dustin Pate. You know, you just look me up. Let me check my mail real quick. Did we get some mail, Jaxie? Yay, we got mail. Looks like a bank statement or something, probably a bill. But I love each and every one of you guys. I hope you guys have a blessed day. I hope you're as busy as me, and I hope you're as prosperous as me. You know, let's just fucking continue to grow this year. Have a good day.